What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code podcast at grunes.co. That's code podcast at GRUNS.co.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Whew, busy day, busy times. And we haven't even touched on the latest reporting with Dylan Larkin, which we'll start with what Nick Kypreos reported is... He is saying that Dylan Larkin has added Dallas to his preferred destination list. Now, the preferred destination list is something that's led to quite a bit of criticism of Larkin. And it almost feels like I sense scoffing almost from Steve Yzerman's office as if, oh, well, that's nice, but we won't trade you to one of those teams unless it is the best, unless one of those teams is the one that offers me the best package of return for return players or picks or combination prospects, whatever. But he's out of Dallas. And so the question becomes, is there a Jason Robertson possibility sign and trade kind of deal here?
Well, that's what it would have to be. And, you know, Robertson being a restricted free agent, I mean, that you'd have to trade. So it's, I don't know. We've heard reports that Robertson doesn't want to play in Detroit, so that'd be tough. But money talks, right, with anything. And if Robertson is looking to make north of $12 million a season, which it seems like he is, you know, can you go up to $14 million and does that change his mind about wanting to come and play for the Detroit Red Wings? It might. But you'd have to, obviously, in order to consummate some sort of deal, you have to have a contract in place, which is going to be tough to do because you feel like that's something that has to be ironed out over time. And, you know, if you want to get it done before Thursday, there's not a whole lot of time to get that done.
Nope.
And what does Dallas have otherwise to offer for Larkin? I'm not sure if there's enough there that they'd be willing to part with to acquire Larkin. So, I mean... It's this list is interesting, right? Because it is, this is where Dylan Larkin has his power is He's got the no trade clause. So he can dictate where the start of this trade search begins for the Red Wings. But like you said, in the end, I think Steve Yzerman is the one that holds the ultimate power because he does or does not have to make any trade. He's going to look for the best he can get. If the best offer he gets is from Ottawa, and Larkin's like, hell no, that's exile. I'm not going to Ottawa. But the second best deal is Minnesota. You know, then maybe the power swings back a little bit to Larkin, because I think Yzerman does want to accommodate a trade. And maybe that's how this whole thing started in the first place, is that Yzerman was looking to trade Larkin, and Larkin just wanted to get ahead of it first, said, yeah, trade me. And then it gets interpreted that Dylan Larkin asked for the trade. We don't know. And I don't know if we're ever going to know the real story there, but I think this is a list that 100% has to expand in order to really get what the Red Wings are looking to get. You need teams that are going to be bidding against each other. But for Dallas, I mean, if it's at all possible to get Jason Robertson to be a slam dunk to me to go ahead and do that, even if it means paying him that sum of money, the cap is going to go up over the years. The Red Wings have a lot of cap space right now. So why not make this?
I talk a lot about the possibility of Larkin coming back. And it's not because it'd be good. It's not because it wouldn't be uncomfortable.
It'd be wildly uncomfortable.
But it's, you know what? It has to be a possibility. And Yzerman needs to tell Dylan Larkin it's a possibility. And we have to talk. I guess we don't have to do anything. But you have no leverage unless you can say, then you're not getting traded. Steve Yzerman has to sell Larkin on the, hey, you might have requested a trade and you may not want to play here and maybe you'll just sit out. Because we can't give you away for something less than market value. That would hurt our organization. So you're going to have to decide, accept the deal that I came up with or stay in Detroit.
Now, from Dallas's standpoint, when it comes to Jason Robertson, who, like we said, is a restricted free agent and he's looking to get north of $12 million a season, they're up against it cap-wise. They may not be able to afford him. So if you're going to lose Robertson, you're going to want something in return, right? Mm-hmm. Dylan Larkin ends up being a perfect piece to slide in there because he's $8 million against the cap, or 8.7 or whatever it is against the cap, which is, you know, almost half of what Robertson would be. So he solves some cap problems for Dallas and also solves a problem because you're adding a player who's really good offensively and really good defensively. So is there any room there? Look, I don't think it'd be a straight up one for one. I think the Red Wings would have to kick in more than Dylan Larkin to get Jason Robertson away from Dallas. But Dallas is in a tough position here because he's the restricted free agent looking for the big contract.
Yep. And you got the draft coming up this weekend.
Thursday and Friday.
And then right after that, you got free agency. And, I mean, it would be great in almost – like the Red Wings may in some ways have a clock ticking on them to make a deal, because if you don't trade him by the draft, which eliminates possible immediate draft picks, which Yzerman would almost certainly need to sell. If draft picks are involved, they have to be immediate. And then you get into free agency and you don't know what Dylan Larkin's situation is. I don't know that a trade, you know, the Red Wings better do it, better hope that they can get this done this week. And if they can't, I think the only leverage he has is tell Yzerman or tell Larkin, you're coming back. We couldn't trade you. And free agency's underway and we got to start planning for next year. And we couldn't find a deal for you. And that's, you know, that is a ticking clock that could affect this thing. So.
Well, and there's more reporting, right?
Yes. There's a number of other things. Elliot Friedman, Canada Sportsnet, said he thinks Larkin will get traded this summer, but he doesn't think Yzerman would accept the Brady trade for Larkin.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code podcast at grunes.co. That's code podcast at GRUNS.co.
Which was basically all draft picks.
Brady Kachuk, yeah.
Yep.
Which was, what was it, 3 firsts and a second?
It's 3 firsts and a second. Which was funny because we talked about earlier this week if we would accept it. And I was more in the, I would accept them something like that and you would not.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're getting a really high draft pick, I'm not that interested.
Mm-hmm.
In getting just draft capital in return. And I think the Red Wings are looking to get a player.
Yep.
They want to compete for a playoff spot this upcoming season. And losing Larkin is going to hurt, but you can get players back that help you out, and then you still have free agency to look forward to or other trades that you can make because they have other trade pieces like a Sebastian Cosa.
There is a report out there, and I haven't been able to verify this, so I'm a little bit hesitant, but what the hell? There's a rumor, I guess, that Yzerman has rejected a big offer from Minnesota.
Who has reported that?
I just said I don't know.
Oh.
I said it's a rumor that's out there that I can't attribute it to. But I'm trying to find. When I did a Google search of this, this popped up that Yzerman had. And I'm like, where did that come from? But do you, Minnesota, what would be a big offer from Minnesota?
I mean, the problem with Minnesota is that their top prospect is a goaltender. Jesper Wallstedt,
yep.
Who is drafted just behind Sebastian Cosa, but he's already played in the NHL and already has his career going, and it's in a really good trajectory. People really like him. The Red Wings don't need a goaltender. They have goaltender prospects. You know, they've got their guy in Gibson who's going to start most of the games this upcoming season, and you know, Gibson was good. After that, they've got a trio or even a quartet of prospects. In fact, I think they're looking to unload one of them. I'm asking Sebastian Cosa to begin with. So I don't think that makes any sense, a trade with Minnesota with their top guy they can offer up, unless you bring in a third team. And that to me is the only way that makes sense, is that you got to bring in a third team that wants Wallstedt and values him and gives you something in return there. But I don't know if Minnesota has the other pieces they're willing to give up. They think that's a team that wants to win a Stanley Cup and is in position to do so. Look, they got Quinn Hughes for a reason there. And if they want to add Dylan Larkin, great, but are they going to give up players from their core to acquire Dylan Larkin? I'm sure they want to give up just, hey, we'll give you what was it, Charlie Strammel, the former Spartan.
Yep.
And other prospect, but prospects aren't what the Red Wings want. The Red Wings want a player.
I mean, if the Red Wings do agree that they'll take Volstead back, they better be able to flip. I would have to think that they have deals in place for Trey Augustine and Sebastian Kosa coming to Detroit with other teams to increase the talent pool of skaters. Because they're loaded with goalies. This organization is flush with goalies.
Yeah.
Again, if that trade's true, if that rumor report is true.
We'll see how stubborn Yzerman is, because he seems to, you know, stand on his beliefs, right? But this thing is going to force the issue possibly here. I'm agreeing with Friedman. I think Larkin gets traded. I don't see how Yzerman can keep him on this team. I think the captain in hockey means more than in any other sport. And for him to have that captain come back into that locker room and face the teammates that he doesn't want to play with anymore because he doesn't think this team can win, is a very bad idea in my opinion. So I wonder if he's willing to take less than what he thinks he should get for Larkin, because this is an issue where this guy doesn't want to be here anymore. Can you play hockey still with him back in that locker room?
Well, I hope that the rumor of the Dallas deal, a potential deal, is true, because that will set the tone for what other teams know that they need to up the offer if they want to acquire him. And then you start getting your bidding war of teams giving their best and final, and then Yzerman has to make a decision in the summer. It may not happen by Thursday, though.
248-539-9797. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.